Very good. Thank you very much. Our next presenter is Shamitra Messingell, and the title of her presentation is Community Engagement in the Development of an Entertainment Education Spanish Language Radio Novella Aimed at Chronic Disease Risk Factors. So, Shamitra Messingell is a two-time graduate of the University of Alabama at Birmingham, receiving her B.S. in Radiologic Sciences in 2008 and her M.P.H. in Health Behavior in 2011. Currently, she is a study coordinator at UAB for a research project that is aimed to redefine how body composition is measured. Although she's planning to pursue another degree, good for you, in the future, she's enjoying her time as being an aunt and an older cousin. So, please welcome.
Good afternoon. I know it's a mouthful with our presentation, but basically, what I'm going to talk to you is the use of community engagement in developing a radio novella, which is a part of the entertainment education, which I will explain a little bit about, and I'm representing my whole research team, and as this work is what I did as a graduate student. I have no relationships to disclose at this time, so I'll give you a little bit background. According to the American Diabetes Association, being Hispanic is a risk factor for diabetes. In the U.S., we have over 60%. Hispanics have a 60% higher chance for risk factor for diabetes, and 11.8% of Hispanics were diagnosed with diabetes. We see this same trend in the county where this project took place, Jefferson County in the state of Alabama, with the increase, 145% increase in the Hispanic population. There's 8.1% of Hispanic Alabamians, that have diabetes, and 2.6% have pre or borderline diabetes. And in combination with the 24% living below the poverty level and 38% being uninsured, you can see why this is a big problem. And not only is it a national priority for combating diabetes in Hispanics, but also in the state as well. So in 2009, Jefferson County received some of the funds from the Communities Putting Prevention to Work. And a part of this grant, they wanted to address obesity and tobacco-related issues in Hispanics. And basically what they developed was a health action partnership, which was comprised of the university, local agencies and nonprofit organizations, as well as the community health department to address a lot of the issues both in all the minority communities in Jefferson County. And so one of the ways they wanted to do it was using entertainment education, because we had a entertainment education nonprofit organization named Media for Health, and that's what they did. They created radio novellas and other types of entertainment education tools to address chronic diseases in minority communities. And so the impact, and from the EE model, entertainment education model, we've seen that through Simplemente Maria in the 1980s that radio novellas work for health promotion tools. And so especially with the Hispanic community, it's the primary media platform among Hispanics is the impact of radio. And one of the cornerstones of entertainment education is using community engagement, because if you engage the community, it's for the community, and engaging them at all points of the process will help be successful. And I will explain a little bit more about that. So it was a twofold objectives for the community engagement. We wanted to involve the stakeholders by identifying health-related issues in the Hispanic community, providing assistance in identifying and involving community residents providing guidance on resources for health services and demonstrating support of the program. And we also wanted to involve community residents in developing, broadcasting, and evaluating the program. Our major outcome was to develop a culturally relevant storyline addressing salient health issues that resonates with the Hispanic community. So our methods was to create an intervention, which was a serial radio drama and a one-hour radio magazine show. And I'll kind of explain each part. So a serial radio drama is just a radio drama that's kind of like a soap opera. So I'll tell you how about our process is a little bit later. And a one-hour radio show was like the format we used to premiere each episode, and they had a guest that came in, and the audience had feedback, and they talked about the health issues that were presented within each episode. And through community engagement, we carried out several activities, which included the coalition building meeting, which was comprised of stakeholders to highlight the health issues that were in the community, community workshops, which was comprised of the community, just community people who became our story harvesters, as we call them, as well as health issues, identifying creative team and actors, because most of our actors came from the community and had no acting experience. The pilot study listening sessions, which was comprised of the audience, our target audience, and they basically listened to our episodes, and the broadcast of the episodes, which it was played on the only radio station, Hispanic radio station in Alabama, La Jefa. So our outcome is that we created a salient, culturally relevant storyline that had health issues that resonated with the local Hispanic community called Promesas y Traiciones. And I'm going to let you listen to one clip of it. It's just a brief clip of how the first episode was. Okay, and it doesn't want to work. Okay, so what you would have heard was them playing a game of soccer. I do have copies of Promesas y Traiciones, the whole season that we played, and we also have a website, so I'm sorry you couldn't hear it because that was very interesting. And it did sound kind of like a soap opera feel, like what you would find on Telemundo or Univision, just kind of feel. And here is a timeline, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing because we don't have enough time, but just to show you how long it kind of took, as well as what we got gathered from each meeting. Like I said, the coalition building workshop was comprised of 30 stakeholders, mostly like the HICA, which is the Hispanic Interest Coalition in Birmingham, Susan G. Coleman, and different organizations that came together that had a Hispanic audience, target audience. And they all outlined all the health issues that they saw. In June, we had the community creative workshop and stories harvesting, which was comprised of the community members. We had over 71 actors from the whole Greater Birmingham area, and we chose 10, and they were all from Birmingham, no acting experience. We ended up having 48 episodes that were broadcasted on La Jefa, and we had 92 callers. So our limitations, our biggest limitation was the HB 56. Alabama had a really harsh immigration law that started right at the beginning of them implementing the whole radio drama, and that pretty much created an air of distrust in the Hispanic community. So they not only did they not participate in events that's normally catered to the Hispanic community, but also they just didn't trust anybody. We couldn't hardly get anything. It was just like drawing blood from a a dry vein that nobody wanted to just participate. And it was just the air that was, people were just scared and a lot of people left. And it was just really hard times for all of them. And even the radio station we were broadcasting in, they had people to pull advertisements and everything. That was our biggest invitation. We had limited time, staff, and funding. And I'm sure everybody's familiar with grant life. And the local politics is that some people just were, like, if we didn't decide to do something that they wanted to do creatively, they just pulled out of they had disagreements about the way we did things. So our recommendation is that you can buy-in is really important in engaging the community throughout the whole process. You just from the start, just having the community involved is really part at different levels, and it's important to have sufficient amount of time, funding, and staff. I do want to acknowledge some of our funders, PCI Media Impact and Media for Health, Jefferson County Department of Health, HHS, the UAB School of Optometry, DRCC, CDC, and Hugh Call Foundation and La Jefa Radio Station. And if for more information, right before we got accepted into this, we got the article published, so you can read more about this. Con promesa citraciones, I'll be happy to answer any of your questions, and you can come and get a CD if you like. Thank you.